everyone, welcome to see this podcast. How are you today? Now, it is the second last week of the January, and it's the peak of freezing temperature mostly all around the world. Please be careful when you go outside. And I would like to start with producing warm music to make you guys to feel nice and warm in this freezing winter. Here is one of my piano music I wrote, and I will call it as Warming Winter. Here is the tune. So how was the sound? Did you guys feel warm and comfortable? Awesome! So in this music, I used a bunch of major and minor triads. So today, I would like to start with triad. Previously, we have been talked about major and minor scales. It was all about creating melody stuff. I would like to describe melodies as horizontal writing in music. If we imagine music is like building house, we need vertical blocks of music segment as well to complete our music structure. Those vertical blocks around the melody is called chords. The block of chords can be overlapped with melody because we build up chords from the major and minor scales as a bottom line. Today, I'd like to focus on triads, which can be one of a chord. The lyric definition of triad is a set of three notes that can be stacked in interval third like major and minor third. And it can be built from the major and minor scales. Here's the horizontal line from C major scale. Let's build up vertical blocks of triad based on this scale by stacking in third. Here's C, tonic major triad, supertonic minor chord, median minor chord, subdominant major triad based on F. Dominant major chord on 5th note of C major. A minor as a sub-median. Diminished triad stacked up from the leading tone. And finally back to major tonic triad. So, what I tried to do was to make a major scale first, and just build a triad from each single note from the scale as a base of each triad. I should also mention that each note of the scale has its own name step by step. In the standing motion, they are tonic, supertonic, median, subdominant, dominant, submedian, leading tone, and back to tonic. In terms of name of triad, we just say chord number 1, 2, 3, 4, something like that. And it should be written in Roman numeral. Major chord should be written in capital, and minor chord should be written in small letter. We should also have to recognize what types of chords are, something like major, minor, diminished, and augmented. Now, I will briefly talk about how to differentiate those types of chords. So here is tonic triad from C major. We just simply build up stacked third chord from C major scale. And let's observe the interval relationship between each single note of triad. Here is the bass note and middle note from C major triad. What is the interval? Let's count. 1, 2, 3. First semitone, which is major third. And let's count from the middle E to the top note of G from C major triad. 1, 2, 3, which is minor third. So, whenever we have major third at the bottom and minor third at the top, this is always major triad. And in this case, on C major scale, we can write this triad in Roman numeral capital 1. Okay? Now, minor triad has inverse relationship comparing with major triad. Whenever we have minor third between the bottom note and the middle note, and major third between the top note and middle note, this will be minor triad, which is always inverse of major triad. For example, C major scale starts from the major third and with minor third at the top. But D minor starts with the minor third and end with major third at the top, which is totally inverse to each other. So, there are two more types of triads now. If the bottom third and upper third are minor third, and the top note, these two notes are minor third as well, this is called diminished third, which is used at the seventh chord in C major. And there's one more type chord. So if you have major third at the bottom and another major third at the top, we have augmented triad. So we have four types of chord: major, minor, diminished, and augmented. Clear? So let's review with C major scale. Major, minor, minor, major, major, minor, diminished, and back to major. And in minor scale, it will be different variation of chord types. Here is our final example of A minor. First one, minor triad. Second one, diminished triad. Third one, major triad. First one, minor triad. Fifth one, major triad. We have G sharp here, because this is a raised seventh note from A minor scale in harmonic version. And next one, chord number six, major. And next one here is one more G sharp as a raised seven, and make a diminished seventh chord in minor scale. And at the last moment, back to A minor, which is chord number one. So, today we briefly went through our triad chord system based on major and harmonic minor. And next time we're going to study about chord progression used in jazz music. So have a wonderful day and see you next time.